W Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Pennsylvania has now been added to the list of states seeing a mysterious respiratory illness in dogs, meaning it's likely in New Jersey as well. Hundreds of dogs nationwide have been infected, and veterinarians have not found an effective treatment. It can be fatal. Symptoms are similar to kennel cough, but vets say it's not the same. The best advice they are giving now is to make sure your dog is fully vaccinated and to keep them away from other dogs, including at groomers and doggy daycare settings. Striking South Jersey electrical workers have reached a tentative deal to go back to work.
Atlantic City Electric and the union representing nearly 400 South Jersey electrical workers reached the tentative deal late Friday night. The power company, serving 560,000 customers throughout South Jersey, called the deal competitive. Among other details, it includes pay increases and makes Veterans Day a fixed holiday. IBEW Local 210 will hold a vote to ratify the deal on Tuesday, exactly 1 month after the strike officially began on November 5th. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A former Monmouth County tennis coach has been sentenced to state prison for the sexual assault of a young student. 32-year-old Terry Kuo tried to downplay his crimes, said he was not a monster before he was sentenced to 56 and a half years in prison on Friday. The youth tennis instructor from Colts Neck began abusing the 12-year-old victim, who was one of his students in 2016. The prosecutor says Kuo took photos of himself assaulting the victim at multiple locations. Next month marks 25 years since TV changed forever with the debut of the Jersey-centric Sopranos. Stephen Gorelick, director of the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission, says the fact that the show's creator grew up in Clifton and North Caldwell is key.
David Chase made no bones about the fact that New Jersey was probably the main character in the show and woven into every episode. The references were highly accurate for the most part.
For a list of real-life Soprano spots still around, you can head to our website at nj1015.com. nj1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Get ready for a frosty evening. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Sign up today for New Jersey 101.5 app alerts. Get instantly notified about breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays. Download or open our free app and click on Alerts.
Well, looks like the parkway is still a little bit busy up towards Clifton. This should start to improve. We had a stall reported in the left lane near exit 153. 109 Express route up around McClellan Street in Newark. It's a crash. The left lane is closed. Getting a little bit slow coming off the western spur of the turnpike south down to the car on the trunk lanes, and also crowding up around Woodbridge near exit 11 on the turnpike southbound side. 287 still moving along pretty well. Route 9 bunching up in through the Old Bridge area. Leaving New Jersey, it's 30 minutes at the George Washington Bridge upper level, 15 minutes for the lower level. Better on the tunnels. We still have path train delays. Journal Square to 33rd and NJ Transit. Service suspended on the Mars and Essex line between Chatham and Mount Tabor. Ongoing overhead wire problems. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Byron, New Jersey traffic south. 130 is slow right around Willingboro to Bridgeboro on the southbound side. We have some road work and traffic is heavy at Whitehorse Pike. That's going to be slow in both directions in Collingswood and in through to Audubon. 295 southbound heaviness, exit 28 to exit 26. And 42 is slow northbound from Blackwood Clementon up through to Black Horse Pike. We have the left lane blocked off with an accident being worked on. In Mercer County, Village Road is closed eastbound between Old Trenton Road and South Lane in West Windsor with a crash. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your heating system for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire season. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
You can listen on demand to New Jersey 101.5's Dennis and Judy.
I have a very good sense of when to stop talking.
Really?
Listen anytime and anywhere on demand. Subscribe to Dennis and Judy's on-demand show wherever you get podcasts. You can also hear it for free on our New Jersey 101.5 app. Thanks to our sponsor, Value City NJ, with 9 locations in New Jersey, or online at valuecitynj.com. Dennis and Judy.
Oh, you're my best friend.
Now available on demand from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. We're doing okay this afternoon. Sun and clouds and seasonable temperatures in the lower 50s. But tonight could get a little frosty. Lows dip into the mid-30s, mainly clear skies. Tomorrow's going to run 5 to 10 degrees colder than today as a chilly air mass takes hold in New Jersey once again. So highs only reach the mid-40s. It'll be a partly sunny day with a chance of sprinkles or flurries around. Wednesday, partly sunny, chilly, and dry. Highs in the lower 40s, and Thursday looks like the coldest day of the week. It'll be partly sunny, possibly widespread 20s Thursday morning, and highs barely make it to around 40 degrees Thursday afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights 52 degrees, Manalapan 50, Salem 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Do you have old furniture laying around the house or a garage full of clutter? College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving haul the stuff you don't want and move the stuff you do. Let tomorrow's leaders haul your junk today. Visit collegehunks.com.